Belly Flop, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
G'day, Doug. It's me, Mitch Webber. Sorry to interrupt out of the blue like this, but I'm desperate. Troy and Brent Malley are after me. They're the toughest kids in town, and I've never seen them so ropeable. It's really Dad they're angry with, but they've decided to take it out on me. If they catch me, I'll be history. They've got tractor starter handles. Oh no, I'm getting a cramp in the leg from running. Doug, I know it's been a long time, but you're the only angel I know. Help! My leg cramp's getting worse, Doug. I can't run much further. Sorry to pester you, but the Malleys are getting closer. I know angels have got busy schedules. I know you're probably in the middle of a dangerous flight or a complicated rescue or morning tea. I know it must be a real pain having someone chucking their thoughts at you like this without an appointment, especially if you've just settled back on a cloud, taken the weight off your wings and slipped your boots off. But it's really urgent, Doug, honest. My lungs are nearly cactus. The Malleys are so near I can hear the snot rattling in Brent's nose. I need you. Jeez, that was close. When I slipped in that horse poo outside the newsagents, I thought I was Malley meat for sure. Sometimes it's not so bad having small muscles. If I had big ones like the Malleys, I'd never have been able to squeeze through that hole in the fence. Troy and Brent are back there now, yelling. They're arguing about whether to rip a bigger hole in the fence with their hands or climb over. Once they decide, I'm dingo bait. I need a hiding place, Doug. That's the problem with living in a town with only 7 shops, 1 pub, 1 bank, 1 service station and no thick forests. There aren't many good places to hide. The safe in the bank would be good, but it's Sunday. Even if it wasn't, Mum and Dad work there and I wouldn't want to aggravate Dad's stress rash. It'll have to be the Memorial Park. Hope my legs can make it. This town's so remote. Even if the Malleys only manage to inflict surface injuries, I'll probably still cark it before the air ambulance arrives.